You are listening to Wellness Wednesday, a show about health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. This week, YKHC's tobacco prevention and cessation.
Greetings, listeners in and around the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. My name is Aiden Keller, and I am the Nicotine Prevention and Cessation Counselor here at YKHC. And I want to welcome you to today's Wellness Wednesday broadcast, recorded at YKHC in order to be broadcast through KYUK's headquarters in Bethel, Alaska. Today I have with me Miles, who works in the diabetes department. Miles, how have you been doing, and how has the department been doing since COVID?
We've been doing well. We've transitioned quite nicely. We're still seeing patients via telehealth and VTC, still getting supplies out. So I think as a department, we're doing pretty well.
Okay, excellent. So that you would say that due to COVID, you know, there's been no real issues with patient care. You guys have been able to work through everything.
For the most part, we have been. I know we've canceled a lot of our, if not all of our events. But as things start to open back up, we're working on making them COVID-friendly so people can still participate and come out to some of our teaching sessions.
Okay. Any news on the zombie run? Or that's still up in the air until we know more?
It is in the works. Okay. We're working very hard to try to figure out how to keep everyone safe.
Right.
But still have fun. It is definitely still in the works.
Okay. Excellent. So I know there's a few other things, like you said, there's a few things that you're still working on. Why don't you tell me a little bit more about that and what's everything else that the department's had?
Yeah, sure. We've done, like I said, telehealth has been very good to us, VTCing our patients so they can still get the one-on-one education that they need from our case managers and nurses. But we've also started to do a lot of outreach as well. Since people are at home, we've made a lot of fitness challenges, take-home workouts. We've also started working with 4-H, where we're going to do a bi-weekly or weekly fitness challenge for some of the kids there. And they'll be able to churn in and get a little prize that will keep them entertained for the summer. So we're really trying our hardest to make sure everyone can stay as in shape as possible, as healthy as possible, given the circumstances we're all facing.
Absolutely. And I know you guys had grants for the YK Delta. Is that right? Is that program still going on?
It is still going. We're still taking applications. It's called the Community Garden and Activity Awards. And you can, if you're ready to apply, you can get up to $5,000 for community projects. And then it's available for all community organizations through the Delta. And you would just have to send that application to us at the diabetes program email, and we'll be happy to help you out in making sure everything's written the right way. And we just want to see people do the best that they can.
What's some of the examples that you guys have had?
Yeah, of course, we've done a lot of actual gardens.
Okay.
We've built up certain programs, like we're trying to work with the cross-country team and the archery team and stuff like that. So as long as it applies to the application, it fulfills the application, we'll be happy to try to help you out.
Excellent. And what's the recipe this month? I always love to hear about that.
So the recipe of the month is black-eyed pea soup. You just need a tablespoon of oil, medium onion, some garlic powder, bacon or pork. But the cool ingredient this for this month is fiddleheads. So I know a lot of people have been out berry picking and getting things from off the land. So if you have any spare fiddleheads available, you could throw those in there in the soup. But if not, if you've used them already, you can always use spinach or collard greens, and they work just fine. From there, you just add a can of chicken or vegetable broth. Of course, your black-eyed peas, some water. If you want to spice it up a little bit, you can put some apple cider vinegar in there.
Okay.
And salt and pepper, and that's all it is. It's a pretty simple recipe.
Great.
Yep.
All right.
So we've also just want to do a quick how would you say?
Yeah. Do a shout out or a highlight.
Yeah, summary of what our department would like to showcase, I guess. Yeah. As a department, we just want to make sure people with diabetes are keeping up with their important health maintenance needs. That's your yearly eye exam, dental exam, foot exam, medical nutrition therapy, also your labs and quarterly A1C checks. These are very important in making sure that we keep your diabetes under control and keep you nice and healthy as the summer goes on. So we just want to emphasize with COVID going on, and there's a lot of stress going around, and exercise is a great way to relieve that stress. But if it gets too much, there is a crisis line, and that number is 907-543-6499. And they are there to help at any time. Give them a call if the stress ever gets too much.
And that's through YKHC, right?
And that's through YKHC, okay. Yes. So, Aiden, how have you guys been helping people during the COVID?
So, like most providers, we've been doing a lot of distance work. We've been working with all our patients still over the phone, so unfortunately we haven't been able to see patients in person here at YKHC. So one of the main things that we wanted to really look at right now is secondhand and thirdhand smoke. Mm. So we know that individuals are in close proximity to each other, and if they are an individual who is smoking cigarettes, you know, there's a lot of health concerns that come with that, that I know Ray and I have talked about in the past in regards to diabetes and health and wellness in general. So the health issues that arise from this, there's three kinds of effects, first of all, that have been highly researched and documented regarding smoking. I'm not going to focus on the smoke that's inhaled into the person directly. Instead, I really just want to focus on the other two. First, there's secondhand smoke. It's a mixture of exhaled smoke and other substances, leaving the smoldering end of the cigarette that enters the atmosphere and can be inhaled by others. The other one, secondhand smoke, is the remnants, toxic remnants, on the surface of any area where secondhand smoke has been and thus contaminated. So even though you may not see smoke, something has been left behind.
Can you tell us a little bit more about that exhaled smoke?
Sure, no problem. Secondhand smoke contains, from research we've seen, more than 7,000 chemicals, hundreds of which are toxic, and about 70 are known to cause cancer. There is no risk-free level of secondhand smoke exposure. Even brief exposure can be harmful to health of any individual, regardless of their current health situation. For example, the overall risk of cancer increases, specifically the risk of lung, breast, pancreatic, cervical, and bladder cancer. The circulatory system is affected in an individual, and they are at a higher risk of heart disease. There is an increased risk of stroke, possible lung problems such as high risk of asthma or worsening asthma, as well as those with COPD. There's cognitive impairment and dementia, mental health issues such as increased risk of depression, skin conditions such as a higher risk for dermatitis, and an overall increase of death. The World Health Organization actually states that secondhand smoke causes about 900 deaths each year.
What about during pregnancy?
Absolutely, Miles. This is known to cause low birth weight, premature birth, miscarriages, as well as stillbirth and congenital malformations. After birth, children are still susceptible. The risk for SIDS increases, as does the risk for asthma, lung infections, and slowed lung growth. There's an increase in tooth decay, the ear infections, as well as possible learning difficulties, developmental delays, executive functioning problems, and neurobehavioral effects.
We also have other options through the WIC program here at YK. If you are pregnant and or breastfeeding and have a kid under 5, you may qualify for assistance. If you feel like you need this or qualify, feel free to call 543-6459. And that's the WIC program through YKHC.
Thanks, Miles. That's great help. The information we've given along with that, maybe someone who's pregnant, planning on becoming pregnant, already has a child, they can get some more information if they were looking for that.
Mm-hmm. But you also mentioned third-hand smoke, and that it is the remnants of the toxic chemicals that are within the smoke. How long does that linger?
So there was a study conducted involving mice. They were exposed to levels equal to that found in a smoker's home. The damage was recorded, and as far as 6 months after the smoke had dissipated. So they were exposed to levels equal to that found in a smoker's home, and the damage recorded was as far as 6 months after the smoke had dissipated in that room for the mice. Another study was done that looked at how long third-hand smoke stays in fabrics over a time span of 72 hours, as well as post-washing. The results found that cleaning was an effective way to reduce the residue, but did not 100% eliminate what was there. And then there's different fabrics. They hold it to different amounts.
Right,
you were wondering more about that, you can look up the study itself. But in general, it doesn't remove it 100%. Most smokers believe they can circumnavigate this by ensuring ventilation, but another study that was conducted proved that regardless of the ventilation in the room, remnants will still remain.
Wow.
These remnants are exposed to humans through inhalation, skin contact, or by ingesting. For example, we were talking about kids a little bit ago. Younger kids are especially more susceptible to this because they are more likely to put their hands, mouth, or anything they find on the floor, into their mouth. They can also be picked up by an individual who might have those toxic remains on their skin or clothes. Infants crawling on the floor, they also eat with their hands without washing them first, as they're prone to do. Thus, they're ingesting those toxins into their still developing systems and are then susceptible to the things that we listed earlier. There's a recent reclassification as well between secondhand and third-hand smoke, and it's another reason our program wanted to cover this. It's estimated that anywhere from 5 to 60% of secondhand-related harm is actually caused by third-hand smoke.
Wow, Aiden, that's some incredible information. Now, if someone was interested in stopping tobacco, what are some of the resources that are available to them?
Well, we did touch on a lot about smoking. And I want to emphasize for the YK Delta that our program helps those who are wanting to stop smoking, but our program is there for nicotine addiction, which is also in chewing tobacco, as well as ICMIC, which is made here in the YK Delta. Our department offers free cessation counseling services to anyone 12 years and older to help with that addiction. And our certified treatment counselor can help you develop a personalized quit plan based on your current nicotine usage. Generally, this means that we're going to, especially right now, follow up with you over the phone,
right,
or an individual can call YKHC and we can work that way. We're going to set a quit date, and then from that quit date, we're going to check in with you for 1 year. So we'll follow up on that date, and then we go the next week after that. We start to space it out a little bit if we need to. Otherwise, it's as often as you need to call us back. We can also work with your provider to determine the best possible nicotine replacement therapy. We call that NRT. This comes in the form of anything like nicotine gum, nicotine patches, or nicotine lozenges. We're also able to propose to your provider non-nicotine replacement therapy medications. I also wanted to let listeners know that we do not offer Juul or vape products as a way to quit using nicotine, as these products have not been proven to help an individual quit the addiction. If you don't have time to talk to an individual, simply text QUIT NOW to 1-907-891-1740 to access the free program created here at YKHC. It offers daily tips and advice. It's also confidential, so anyone enrolling never has to talk to a real person or give away any identifying information if that's a concern. This is especially helpful for someone who's about to have a slip-up and use whatever nicotine they're previously addicted to. A person can text the word HELP and receive immediate support 24/7. So even if you're enrolled in our program, this is something you can use if it's, say, past our normal business hours. YK Delta, we do have a bit of a PSA from somebody who has used our program and successfully quit. So I just wanted to take a short moment to pause with Miles here while we listen to that. That was Mr. Loopy, and we are grateful for the time he took to make that PSA in order to help anyone if they were wanting to be nicotine free, especially highlighting our program.
Wow. Thanks for that, Aiden. But what if someone isn't comfortable with this? Are there any other options available?
There is another option available in Alaska, the Quit Line. It's free and available to all Alaskans and offers access to telephone, web, and text-based support in order to help an individual that's wanting to quit. You can call as often as you like and are eligible to receive 4 proactive support calls from a quitting coach. Alaska's Quit Line also offers free nicotine replacement therapy to all Alaskans who call and enroll in the program. NRT is available even if you are uninsured or without coverage from your health plan. You can access the program by calling 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's 1-800-784-8669.
I just want to touch on COVID and diabetes real quick. Remember, if you do have a type of diabetes, type 1 or 2 or a GDM, you are at higher risk of getting COVID. So make sure you stay safe, keep your social distancing up, especially as the state opens up. Make sure you wear your mask and stay safe out there. In general, diabetes is a disease that affects the way the body uses food. It causes blood sugar levels to be too high. And this makes your body not function very properly. It can be treated. It can be by eating healthy foods, exercising, and if needed, consulting with a case manager, and they will be able to help you out a lot more. Remember, if you do have diabetes, it's important to keep up with your yearly dilated eye exam, dental exam, foot exam, medical nutrition therapy, yearly labs, and your quarterly A1C checks. If that applies to any of you, please feel free to call the diabetes department. We will be happy to help, as well as get any supplies out to you during the COVID-19 crisis. Thank you.
Those events that you were planning on in the future, what were they?
We were working on a kids' fun run, trying to convert that into something that's friendly, family-friendly. We're also working on the zombie run.
Right.
It's looking nice at the moment. Like I said, we're still trying to keep it in the works. We're still trying to keep it in the works. It is very difficult and tricky to make sure we keep the exposure that people are going to be facing in such a close proximity. You know, trying to keep the social distancing up. Also monitoring, make sure everyone has masks. It's quite a large task to make sure we keep it safe for everyone. And we're working very hard in the department to make that happen for everyone. We're also trying to figure out ways to make our education sessions COVID-friendly as well, so that way people can come in and still receive the education they need to stay healthy from our wonderful nurses and other staff members within the department.
Because that was... I think when COVID first hit, that was the big thing that you guys were doing then.
Yes.
You were having the
smoothie bike Friday.
Yeah. Man, the smoothie bike, yeah.
We had just kicked that off. I think it was third week.
Right.
We were going to be doing a smoothie. We have a smoothie bike here, and it's basically a normal smoothie blender, except it's powered by your own physical energy. So you have to pedal a bike, and it turns the gears, and it makes a nice, fresh smoothie for you. And I hate to bring this up because it's going to make everyone want a smoothie, but it's on hold for at the moment. We're trying to make sure we can get it back in a safe manner.
Right. And what were the other things you were doing at that time? Because I know that maybe when COVID's over, you would be able to bring back.
Yes, we were going to try to do something maybe at the AC store, just a big presentation with our recipe of the month. Mm. Right. And bring the smoothie bike out and have just a good old time. But as we mentioned, and as you already know, COVID-19 has kind of put a damper on a lot of the social things that we had planned. But we're working hard to make sure that when they do come back, they're nice and safe for everybody, and we can all have a great time.
And I think it was either you or Ray, last time you were on the show, or maybe when you were doing the smoothie bike, mm-hmm. you talked about also possibly being able to bring that out to villages, or yes. including villages, right? What's sort yes. of the plan for that moving forward, you think?
We're taking it very cautiously,
right?
Because we don't want to risk any exposure, unnecessary exposure. But it is, the smoothie bike is portable, and we are coming up with new and fun fitness plans that can be sent out to the villages, and they can send a little picture or something back, and we'll make sure everyone gets a prize for whatever they do. We are working very hard to make that a possibility.
Pictures. That's what I was thinking of when you were talking about the recipe of the month. You mm-hmm. guys accept pictures of people
of course,
yes. making the recipes, right?
Of course.
Sending it in?
Yes. If you email your picture, we'll be sure to give you something, a calendar, a water bottle, something in return. But we really appreciate the feedback we get from all the stuff that we do.
Okay. Well, I'm really grateful for Miles's time today. And we've talked about a lot here, what's going on health and wellness-wise, really, at YK. I don't think necessarily just limited to the nicotine dependence and treatment program or the diabetes. We covered WIC as well as behavioral health. There's a lot going on here at YKHC.
Yes. Yeah.
But our time has come to an end. I wanted to thank Miles again for being on the show.
Yeah, thank you.
No problem. And I also want to make sure that all listeners across the YKH Delta or anyone else is tuning in, thank you very much for your time today. I hope you all stay healthy and well. My name is Aiden Keller. I am the Nicotine Prevention Cessation Counselor here at YKHC. See you soon, Delta.
Thanks for listening to Wellness Wednesdays on KYUK, a show about the health and wellness in the Yukon-Kuskokwim Delta. Catch us every Wednesday at 10 a.m.